Charlotte, you're in LA, of course, with Billy at the moment. Can you bring us up to date on Billy's condition, what he's gone through in the last week? Just
he was admitted to the Children's Hospital here in Los Angeles last Monday morning for a 5-day video telemetry EEG. And the doctors withdrew his epilepsy drug to put him into seizures in a clinical safe environment. And he has had all that done, and the results are in also of his brain scan. So the results are that Billy is suffering from a condition called hypocampal sclerosis, which has manifest itself in the front left lobe of Billy's brain, which was caused by his seizures being left untreated at a very early age. And that's sort of where we're at the moment.
And I believe that Dr. Nordley, who's been treating Billy, he's maybe putting the final touches to preparations to have life-saving surgery for Billy. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Paul, yes. The next step now is Billy was discharged on Friday, I should say, and they have loaded him with 2 epilepsy drugs to try and hold the seizures at bay. He now has to have a PET scan, as Dr. Nordley needs to present to the neurosurgeon and the surgical team the actual dimensions of the lesion or the scarring that the hypocampal sclerosis has created. It's on Billy's front left lobe. So because the neurosurgeon and the surgical team will have to make a decision depending on what size it is, if they can remove that lesion or scarring without removing all of the front left lobe, that would be the ideal situation. But we won't know that until the actual PET scan is done on the dimensions. Dr. Nordley's got the dimensions.
And when is that PET scan due to go to head, Charlotte?
We're hoping to get it done this week.
And of course, the surgery would mean a massive difference for Billy, obviously, and it may have, as you said, depending on the lesion, a different effect on Billy as well.
Yes, well, the surgery would mean that it would save Billy's life, because the hypocampal sclerosis is actually killing the neural cells in his wee brain, and it's a progressive condition. And if left untreated, like the unthinkable, the inevitable is going to happen. So it would save Billy's life.
Absolutely. And of course, this has been a massive taxing exercise for yourself as a mother, emotionally but also financially, is that correct?
Yes. I think last week in particular was very emotional. It was very up and down, as the cost of receive the news that Billy first of all had this progressive condition, and obviously my first question was can anything be done to save him. And like when Dr. Nordley said, yes, we can perform surgery, and the success rate of surgery with children like Billy that have this condition of being seizure-free is very high. So that was fantastic news, even though I know that Billy's, we're still a long way off. But the cost is huge. Like the cost this week in the hospital, it was $14,800 per day. So we're now looking at, we're sitting with a bill of $75,000. The administrators from the Children's Hospital here in Los Angeles came in to the EEG suite and met with me this week. And we had an extremely emotional meeting, because obviously we don't have that kind of money. We're just a normal family. And I showed them Billy's Facebook page and showed them like what the public in Northern Ireland and all over are doing for Billy. One of the administrators actually broke down as well and cried with me, because it's just so emotional, Paul. This is my wee boy, and I'm trying to save him. But it's all down to money. So they've agreed that the trustees in Northern Ireland that are in charge of Billy's Keep Billy Alive bank account, that they can transfer the money as they get it in to the hospital, and they'll let Billy's treatment go ahead, even though we haven't got all the money. So a big relief in that aspect of things. Like
that must be a massive weight off your shoulders, and that must also sort of play into the fact that whenever Dr. Nordley told you that when somebody who's in Billy's position gets surgery like this, that there's a high rate of success, you know,
yes.
It must be incredibly uplifting at this stage to be so far along this journey with Billy.
Yeah. He's, what Dr. Nordley has actually done, Paul, he's given me back my right as a mum to hope. But you know something, Paul, most importantly, he's given Billy back his right to life again. That's just basically what it is.
That's incredible. So when the PET scan is done, Charlotte, when the extent of his lesion is determined and the final touches are put on, maybe the life-saving surgery that's going to go ahead, which would make Billy seizure-free, do you have an idea of the time frame as to when the surgery would go ahead then?
No, I won't know as yet. I would say it'll be in the next few weeks, because Dr. Nordley, what he realised was when Billy was on the EEG suite and they put him into his seizures by withdrawing his epilepsy drug, the severity and the life-threatening side of Billy's seizures, they're very severe. So obviously he wants to get this done as quickly as possible.
And I suppose you would maybe like to repeat your call for extra help to maybe pay off a wee bit more of this treatment then? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I know over the weekend, I can't remember the name of the girl, but she was at the cricket club and she got her hair shaved. I've heard about bagpacks going on. I've heard about marathons going on everywhere. I suppose you might want to pay tribute to them and you know, maybe encourage more people to get out and support.
The response from the public has been unbelievable, and myself and Billy's brother, Kyle, are completely overwhelmed, Paul. You know, everybody, you know, Billy wouldn't be having this care and the opportunity to go forward and have life-saving treatment if it weren't for the generosity of the public, Paul. But we can't do this on our own. I can't, and neither can Kyle. We can't save Billy on our own. And we just, if everybody just, you know, please continue to support us, you know, and thank, you know, I'm just truly thankful to everybody that's already donated and has already done events. You know, it's just fantastic, but we just need to continue even more so now with the fact that we know that Billy can be saved.
I suppose when everybody hears, you know, that he's getting closer to maybe getting that life-changing moment, that they will come out and support it, as I suppose the story has touched so many hearts.
I hope so, Paul. I really do. I hope so. You know, I'm just a mother just desperately trying to keep her son alive.